Welcome to the Story Pirates Podcast. The Story Pirates take stories written by kids and turn them into sketch comedy and songs. Now, if you're new to the Story Pirates Podcast, you can keep listening here for a hilarious story written by a real kid. Or, if you want to take the whole ride, head on back to Season 1, Episode 1 and start listening there. That episode is a great place to start. It's called I Love a Ghost / Fred the Carrot. But whether you're a new listener or a longtime listener, we're so excited to share with you a brand new story right here every week until Season 6 comes out later this year. And one of those stories is coming up right after these quick words for the grown-ups. Hey, grown-ups, if you live in the Midwest United States, you can bring your kids to see Story Pirates live on the Amazing Adventure Tour, proudly sponsored by Carnegie Hall Kids. You can find tickets at storypirates.com/live. Shows feature Eric from the Story Pirates podcast and Peter, hosting in Wisconsin and Illinois. The Amazing Adventure Tour is headed to these cities in May: Iowa City, Iowa, St. Paul, Minnesota, Akron, Ohio, Plainfield, Indiana, Milwaukee and Madison, Wisconsin, featuring Peter, Skokie and Joliet, Illinois, also featuring Peter. We really would love to see you there. That ticket link again is storypirates.com/live.
Now back to the show.
Hey, grown-ups, if you're a fan of comedy, there's a brand new podcast from our friend Justin Bartha that I wanted to tell you about. You may remember Justin from episode 7 this season. He's the treasure hunter at the Met and, as you heard, a seriously funny actor. Justin's show is called King of the Egg Cream, and in addition to Justin, it has just the most incredible cast. Again, this show's just for grown-ups and probably older kids. Grown-ups, you can take a listen yourself and see what you think. But if you're a fan of hilarious stuff and well-told stories, you will probably like King of the Egg Cream. Here's a taste.
Ah, wow. This egg cream is delicious. I wish the chocolate syrup inside wasn't so expensive. If you'd like to save some shekels and have some fun at the same time, make sure you tune into King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.
And now, back to the show. We were just bored and said, hey, why don't we write a story?
I have a huge imagination. If you only use your eyes, then you'll see less stuff.
How did our brains even come together? Like, it's so cool.
We inspire each other.
And the world will never be the same.
The Story Pirates.
Hey, Story Pirates podcast listeners, Lee here. Have you ever wanted to meet someone so badly that you'd do almost anything to make it happen? Well, what if it's someone who's really hard to meet? Like, I don't know, like say you want to meet a unicorn or a dinosaur or Abraham Lincoln. Well, today's new story is about some twins who have someone in mind that might be even more challenging to meet than those examples. Here's the author to introduce it.
Hi. I'm Lilu, I'm 9 years old, and I live in California. And this is my story, Twin Birthday.
Ian, Alyssa, hey kids, come on down. Time for our weekly family meeting.
Coming!
Be right there!
Honey, these fresh day-old donuts are great.
Oh, boy! Fresh day-old donuts?
Ian, where's your sister?
You think just because we're twins, I always know where Alyssa is?
Seems like twin stuff to me.
Ooh, fresh day-old donuts. And you saved me one with sprinkles.
Thanks Mom and Dad.
Ugh. See? Twin stuff.
I hate it when we say the same thing at the same time. Stop! You stop!
All right, kids. Now the main topic of this family meeting is, what do you two want for your birthday?
Remember, you're individuals who can ask for separate things.
Well, we talked about it, and turns out we both want to go to the beach, and
we want to meet a mermaid.
Okay.
Oh, that's funny.
Very good, kids.
We're not joking. We want to meet a mermaid.
Right. That's oh, totally...
Sure. Let's just get you a mermaid.
Oh, come on, Alyssa. I told you they wouldn't get it.
We're taking our donuts over to Micah and Tony's house. Let's go.
Oh, come on, kids. That's not how we end family meetings. Do you think we reacted poorly?
Oh, absolutely. This is not a proud parenting moment for us.
Hey, Tony. Hey, Micah. We brought you donuts from our family meeting.
All right, Micah, look. Fresh day-old donuts.
Thanks. What's new with you two?
We just told our parents what we want for our birthday, and they laughed at us.
Ugh, that's rough.
We didn't even ask for something that extravagant.
All we asked for was a trip to the beach.
I love a beach birthday, but I was born in November.
Scorpio.
We want to go to the beach because...
We want to meet a mermaid.
No, yeah,
no,
sorry.
I mean, mermaid,
you know, their mermaids are hard to find, and like that's just wild.
Come on, Ian, let's get out of here.
Oh, man, I feel bad now.
We didn't handle that very well.
It's your birthday, kids, and as promised, here we are at the beach.
What do you two want to do first?
I kind of just want to go for a walk to clear my head.
Me too.
Well, okay. But just so you know, we'll set up in our usual spots. Look for the yellow umbrella right next to where 210 Mike sits.
We know.
Hiya, Mike! Look at Tim!
And feeling crispy!
Come on, Alyssa.
Bye, kids!
This is such a bummer of a birthday. I was so upset this week, I didn't even invite any friends.
Me neither. I guess one of the good things about having a twin is that you're never alone on your birthday.
How long do you want to walk?
Until the harsh echoes of laughter leave my heart. For like 20 minutes?
Yeah, I was thinking 20 minutes. It's been like 20 minutes. I guess it's time to...
Wait, Alyssa, look! Out there, in the water.
Is it a buoy with a boombox?
Squint harder, can't you see? It's...
A mermaid!
Hey, mermaid! It's our birthday, and... Aw, man, she's swimming away!
Come on!
Alyssa, did you just jump in the water to swim after that mermaid?
Yeah! You gotta go after what you want, especially on your birthday!
Wow, you're right. Here I come! Wow, that's cold. You made it seem like it wasn't gonna be cold, but it's cold. The mermaid just dove under the water.
Let's follow her! Ian, look! The mermaid is swimming away, just past the coral reef!
Yeah, Wait a minute. How are we able to talk underwater?
There's no time to wonder about that. She's going through a school of fish!
And into that cave! Ugh, that looks scary. Should we...
Quick! Grab my hand as I grab this passing dolphin!
What?
I thought it would be faster to catch a ride. Look, we're at the cave already. I'm gonna let go. Thanks, dolphin.
Let's go in. It's super creepy and dark in here, even for a cave.
I know.
And have you noticed that we can breathe normally underwater for some reason?
That is weird.
But awesome. This cave must have special currents for mermaids.
Sounds like she's over that way. Let's go.
Alyssa, it's no use. The mermaid is too fast. We should just give up on her birthday wish.
Hello? Mermaid person? I'm not sure if you can hear me, but I'm Alyssa. This is my brother, Ian. Today is our birthday, and when we told our parents and our friends what we wanted, they just laughed at us. It made me feel like our birthday wish was silly. But then we saw you, and we knew it wasn't. You see, our birthday wishes...
We want to meet a mermaid.
Hello? Are you there?
Oh, hey, on this wall, there's an underwater light switch.
Surprise!
What?
Tony, Micah, all our friends from school, what are you doing here?
Making your birthday wish come true.
Are you ready to meet the mermaid?
Absolutely.
Oh, mermaid, you can stop hiding behind that seaweed and come out.
Hello!
Mom?
It was you the whole time?
Yes, I dressed up as a mermaid to surprise you. Your dad and I knew you wanted to meet a mermaid for your birthday, but we didn't know how to find a real one. So we did some research, found this cave, invented breathable water, invited your friends, and I bought this costume.
Did you say breathable
water? We thought we'd try to fake you out and make you think we thought your birthday wish was silly.
And told all your friends to react the same way.
So that you'd be surprised on your special day. So, are you surprised?
Definitely.
Now, can we get this party started?
Oh, you bet. I got some blue cake and set up a game of pin the tail on the fish.
Fantastic. Who's ready to party?
I am.
I am too.
Oh, that's great, real mermaid. Wait, what?
A real mermaid?
What can I say? I love a good party.
The end.
We'll be right back.
Hey, grown-ups! Today's episode is sponsored by Carnegie Hall Kids. Carnegie Hall Kids is a free website for children ages 5 through 12 to learn about music through fun games and quizzes, igniting imagination in children, offering activities that encourage musical curiosity, and developing knowledge of musical concepts. To find all of the fun, child-friendly games and quizzes, just go to, I can't remember. Hey, Peter!
Hey, Lee!
Peter, do you know how to get to Carnegie Hall Kids?
I sure do. Practice, practice, practice.
No. That's the old joke about Carnegie Hall. I'm wondering if you know how to get to Carnegie Hall Kids.
Kids can practice too, Lee. Jeez.
I know kids can practice. I'm just wondering how to find Carnegie Hall Kids.
It's on 7th Ave between 56th and 57th Street.
No, Peter, not the physical Carnegie Hall. I'm talking about the website Carnegie Hall Kids, where kids can check out fun musical games and quizzes.
I'm not sure I follow.
Well, there's one quiz called Animal or Instrument.
Ooh, good question. I think you either sound like a crow or a trumpet.
No, not me. Animal or Instrument is a quiz that asks kids to listen to sounds and then guess how they're made.
Sounds okay. I'd rather learn about different musical traditions from different cultures, though.
You can do that at Carnegie Hall Kids, too. I just need to know how to get there.
You're going to want to take the NQ or R train to 57th Street. You can't miss it.
It's a website!
I can make an elephant sound!
Very good, Peter.
Thank you.
Start your child's musical journey today at kids.carnegiehall.org.
Hey, you figured it out!
That's kids.carnegiehall.org. Hey, grown-ups! Today's episode is sponsored by DoorDash, where you can get $0 delivery fees on eligible orders with Dash Pass, and new members get a 30-day free trial. Hey, Peter!
Hey, Lee!
What you doing?
Just waiting for a delivery.
Oh, that's cool. What are you getting?
It's here! Thank you! Delicious sushi!
Aren't you going to eat it now?
Oh, no. I'm waiting for a delivery.
I thought that was your delivery.
Another delivery. It's here! Thank you!
What's that delivery?
Groceries.
Want help putting them away?
Thanks, but not yet. I'm waiting for a delivery.
Another delivery?
It's here! Thank you!
Peter, why are you getting...
It's here! Thank you!
This seems like a lot
it's
of...
It's here! Thank you!
Peter, why do you keep getting so many deliveries?
It's too easy! I can't stop!
Well, what's that delivery you just got?
Oh, more sushi?
Wow, I guess getting that many deliveries makes you hungry.
You have no idea.
Open the door to $0 delivery fees and savings you can't get anywhere else. Sign up for Dash Pass today only on DoorDash and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change, terms apply. And now it's time for Story Pirates Roll Call. This first story comes to us from an 11-year-old in Indiana named Vesper, and Vesper's story is called The Edible Candle. Have you ever been to the candle store and seen that there are like a million different flavors of candles? Well, I don't know if you'd call them flavors since they're smells, but in Vesper's story, they are flavors. These candles are edible. And not only that, but in this story, the main character also discovers a new species of bird. And that doesn't happen every day. Thanks to the story, Vesper. Next up, a shout out to Isaac, an 8-year-old from Texas, who sent us The Worm Party. And of course, here at Story Pirates, we know that worms love to party. But Isaac's story takes it to another level. In fact, in this story, there are pancakes that worms love to eat, and there is a worm rock band. Now that I have got to see. Thanks, Isaac. Next, we have a story from Brooks, a 4-year-old in Maryland, called Serious Eye. And this is kind of a character study. There are so many interesting things about Serious Eye. For example, Serious Eye has one eye in the middle of his red face, 3 black feet, and 2 white hands. He has gadgets for fighting people. He can also go down holes because he has digging reflexes. And he can go into space with his rocket. Amazing character, Brooks. I cannot wait to hear about what kinds of adventures Serious Eye goes on. And finally, we have a pretty clever story from Irene, a 6-year-old in New York. And Irene's story is called, If You Take a Porcupine to School. And you know what? Why don't I just read this whole story? Okay, here's how it goes. Ow, 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 ow. And a lot more ows. Like, a lot of ows. And to see how many ows there are, you're gonna have to see Irene's story for yourself. To read it and to see all of today's roll call stories, head to storypirates.com/podcast.
That was roll call.
And now it's time for you to write us a story. Grown-ups can submit kids' stories at storypirates.com. And remember, we respond to every single story we receive. That's it for today's episode. Thanks for listening, and a big thanks to Lilu, today's author. We'll be back next week with another brand new story. Until then, stay creative and stay kind.
Bye!
The Story Pirates Podcast is a production of Story Pirates Studios, executive produced by Lee Overtree and Benjamin Salka. This episode was produced by Sam Baer, McKenna Cox, Peter McNerney, Andrew Miller, Megan O'Neill, and Lee Overtree. Recording, sound design, and mixing by Sam Baer at The Relic Room in New York City. Our theme song was written by Bobby Lord and produced by Brendan O'Grady. Musical scoring by Jack Mitchell. Roll call theme by Andrew Barbado. Twin Birthday was adapted by Megan O'Neill and features performances by Eric Austin, Greg Barnett, Woody Fu, Martha Marion, Peter McNerney, Megan O'Neill, and Jasmine Romero. Ow, 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 ow,